All right, Aaron Plessinger, Houston won Pro Circuit Pulpcast. I was making a joke to Wygant that your heat race was already better than anything in 2020 that you had. Not quite, but you know what I mean. I'm like, look at AP; it's already been a success. Look, Brayton slowed you down a little bit. You caught him, and he used some veteran moves on you. Dylan got you late, but I think you got to be stoked.
Yeah, for sure. I'm stoked on that, especially with like how the day started and stuff. I wasn't really
What happened?
I just wasn't really gelling with the bike that much. I think I was just in my head a lot, and okay. I think usually in the past 2 years, my main thing is come back and we need to change stuff. So I freak out and just kind of start changing stuff. So I think I just needed to calm down and I did in the third practice, and then I didn't really show in time.
Okay.
But when the heat race came around, it was a lot better, and that start did me good. I've been working on them starts.
I was talking to your manager, Will Hahn, at a socially distanced space, of course. And I said, dude, AP, I said, I watched him. He looked good. Two laps in a row in the first qualifying practice, the second practice of the day. I said, I watched him. He put two laps in a row. He looked really good. And then he was like 17th. I'm like, and Will's like, yeah, me too, man. He looked good. I'm like, he did all the jumps. He looked fast. And then, yeah, he was 17th. So,
stacked.
Yeah, right. I guess because
it's crazy.
So yeah, the start in the heat, you're like, oh, here's the pace I need. Here's how the bike works, right? I guess. Is that what helped?
Yeah, pretty much. And like, I even, I ran it in there on Coop and I kind of startled him a little bit, which kind of made me like perk up and be like,
yeah,
what's going on right now? Cause I've never really done that. So it's, you know, it pumped me up, and then I think I got a little antsy and went for the pass when I should have just kind of chilled out and waited for it to come to me. But you know, I think overall today was better than it was a more solid day than I have had in a hell of a long time.
And all your errors were like errors of commitment, like you went for it, you know what I mean? Like, you didn't, it wasn't timid that caused you to make mistakes, you were going for it, you know?
I was going for that win,
right?
I was going for that heat race win, baby.
No, it was good to see. Did you make a big mistake or something to let Dylan get you late in the main, or did something, he just reel you in, or like what happened? Because I was marking that battle, and you caught Brayton, and I figured you'd get by him. He used his veteran savvy to block you off a couple times, and then I looked up and Dylan got you, and I'm like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah. So I think I just went after Brayton, and I think I was holding my breath the whole time. Mm-hmm. I was trying to get by him. So when I didn't get by him, I think it just kind of took the wind out of my sails a little bit, and I started making little just tiny mistakes, and Dylan was just killing it.
Yeah.
You know, he was riding good. So he ended up getting me, but I didn't really make a huge mistake. It was just a couple consistent little ones just let him reel me back in.
Track was tough, huh?
Dude, it was gnarly.
Yeah.
That was one of the gnarliest first rounds I've had in probably forever.
Yeah. Yeah, it was tricky, and I mean, I'm guessing it's gonna dry out, right? It'll just get harder by the next race, by Saturday even.
You know? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, with them moving it around a little bit, I know the next track map's pretty similar, but with them moving the dirt around a little bit, I think it'll stay at least a little moisture in the dirt. But overall, yeah, I think it's going to dry out, and then hopefully they keep some water on it.
I was making a joke to Brayton about his moves on you, and he just laughed. But like, were you a little pissed, or were they, to me from the stands, and I the press box is 8 miles high, so for me in the stands watching that battle, he did look like he chopped you a couple times, so I don't know if he did or not, or it's all fine.
I mean, it wasn't too bad. He did what he had to stay in front of me, and I respect it. I rode by him after the race, and I said, I said, good race, dude. And he was like, yeah, not bad for an old geezer, right? And I just started laughing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's
he was riffing, okay. Dude. He was killing it.
Right. Right. And,
yeah, you got to respect it.
Well, thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. It's late. And like I said, it's already a successful, more successful year, 2021. So
yes, sir.
You said that on Monday, and you were true to your word. So thanks, AP.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Steve.
See you. Bye.